Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Speaking to reporters in Estonia on Wednesday, President Obama said the United States will not be intimidated by the beheading of a second American journalist, Stephen Sotloff. Sotloff's killing took place, according to the Islamic State militants who had held him captive, because of the U.S. airstrikes on militants in northern Iraq. The Islamic State, sometimes referred to as ISIL or ISIS, also said that last month's beheading of American journalist James Foley was for the same reason. Answering a reporter's questions about critics' concerns that he said last week that he did not have a strategy to go after the militants and that he's being too cautious, President Obama had this to say.
Well, keep in mind that from the outset, the moment that ISIS went into Mosul, we were very clear that this was a very serious threat, not just to Iraq, but to the region and to U.S. interests. And so we've been putting forward a strategy since that time that was designed to do a number of things. Number one, to make sure that Americans were protected in Iraq, in our embassies, in our consulates. Number two, that we worked with Iraqis to create a functioning government that was inclusive and that could serve as the basis for Iraq to begin to go on the offensive. And the airstrikes that we've conducted in support of protecting Americans, conducting humanitarian missions, and providing space for the Iraqi government to form have borne fruit. We've seen that in Sinjar Mountain. We've seen it most recently in the town of Emeril, which heroically held out against a siege by ISIL. We're seeing progress in the formation of an inclusive Sunni-Shia Kurd central government. And so what we've seen is the strategy that we've laid out moving effectively. But what I've said from the start is that this is not going to be a one-week or one-month or six-month proposition. Because of what's happened in the vacuum of Syria, as well as the battle-hardened elements of ISIS that grew out of al-Qaeda in Iraq during the course of the Iraq War, it's going to take time for us to be able to roll them back, and it is going to take time for us to be able to form the regional coalition that's going to be required so that we can reach out to Sunni tribes in some of the areas that ISIS has occupied and make sure that we have allies on the ground in combination with the airstrikes that we've already conducted. So the bottom line is this. Our objective is clear, and that is to degrade and destroy ISIL so that it's no longer a threat, not just to Iraq, but also to the region and to the United States. In order for us to accomplish that, the first phase has been to make sure we've got an Iraqi government that's in place and that we are blunting the momentum that ISIL was carrying out. And the airstrikes have done that. But now what we need to do is make sure that we've got the regional strategy in place that can support an ongoing effort, not just in the air, but on the ground, to move that forward. And last week, when this question was asked, I was specifically referring to the possibility of the military strategy inside of Syria that might require congressional approval. It is very important from my perspective that when we send our pilots in to do a job, that we know that this is a mission that's going to work, that we're very clear on what our objectives are, what our targets are. We've made the case to Congress, and we've made the case to the American people. And we've got allies behind us so that it's not just a one-off, but it's something that over time is going to be effective. And so the bottom line is this, Ann. It's not only that we're going to be bringing to justice those who perpetrated this terrible crime against these two fine young men. More broadly, the United States will continue to lead a regional and international effort against the kind of barbaric and ultimately empty vision that ISIL represents. And that's going to take some time, but we're going to get it done. I'm very confident of it.